cold one. The cold, cold, cold one. PearlsOfLiving.org. Hope you've had a chance to visit the website over the past few days. We've had a EP release on December 31st that has been wonderful. People have been going out and showing their support and enjoying some great music that has been put out to start 2018 on a good note. It's a blessing. Make sure you go on your music streaming sites and take a listen 300, 400, 500, 600 times. Because it's something that we all need in our hearts. We need a little uplifting every day in our life, especially to start off the new year. Today, episode 4, brought to you by Bready Life. Get ready, be ready. You know what it is. We got a special guest with us today, as usual. We will continue to have more and more special guests join us so that we at Pearls of Living continue to show all, every entire pearl that we have joined together. Because not one pearl make a beautiful pearl of necklace. You need the whole, you need all the pearls to make a beautiful pearl necklace or bracelet. You need the pearls, all the pearls to come together to create a beautiful string of collaboration, teamwork. Okay, enough about that. All right, let's get to our guest today. We have a very special guest with us today. She is my wife. Let's go ahead and say that. Been married for quite some time, less than a year still. Still going on a few months. 7/7/17 was our special wedding day. We have a baby girl on the way. If for those that don't know, she'll be here in June. But today we're here to talk about some new year health initiatives, health goals. We have with us here today Miss Tanisha Russell. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Ting.
Yes. Cheers. So I have so many wonderful things to say about you, but we're short on time and we don't want to waste all listeners' time. So I'll let you share some things about you. So tell me about, let's take 3 things about Miss Tanisha.
All right. Well, those that know me know I am the go-to person for all things health and well-being related. I am a certified health and wellness coach and certified tobacco cessation or tobacco treatment specialist, I should say. I also am an exercise specialist. So whatever you need, I'm kind of that one-stop shop to help you get the job done. That was a couple things. You said 3.
I said 3 things. I need one more. Tell me one special thing, unique.
One unique thing I'd say is a wonderful ability to help people realize what their potential is and to find the best way to get there.
Oh, yes. Are there any 2018 resolutions? Do you make New Year's resolutions at all? Or
you know,
any goals you set forth for yourself?
I get that question all the time. I actually I'm not one for setting New Year's resolutions per se. However, I do my very well best to make sure that I have some sort of positive intention. Because I don't like the word resolution. It kind of has some temporary connotation with it for me. So intention is the word I like to use because it kind of helps me stay focused on what it is I'm striving for the year.
So you got any New Year's intentions for 2018?
This year I'm really focused on being my healthiest self. Since I am carrying a little one right now, I want to make sure that I'm healthy, not just on the inside, but on the outside as well. Not just physically, but emotionally well. Doing my best to not only eat good, but move and think and just overall be well.
And there's some apps out there too to help you with some healthy lifestyles while you're pregnant. Can you share some of those apps with some of our listeners that may be pregnant out there?
Yeah, there's tons. Right now I like to use Healthy Pregnancy. That's a Health Partners app. I also am into Ovia. They're also a really good pregnancy app just to kind of keep you grounded and focused on every step of the way throughout your pregnancy, and then even more into detail with some videos and helpful tips and trackers and things is the Baby Center Pregnancy app. It's really nice. You can include your partner and they get updates sent to their phone just as you do to help you stay on track, remember to take your vitamins, to eat right, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and the mountain of things you have to try to remember as your memory fleets you during your pregnancy.
Yes, 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 yes. So I am here to talk to you about your special pearl. So yes. Let's get right into it. What do you want to share with us today?
Well, funny thing, being put on the spot, I was asked to give some information about coming up with some sort of plan or fast or a diet or something that people can do as a group collectively and maybe fellowship with each other to touch base and hold each other accountable for the next 21 days. So here we are well into the second day of the year. So hopefully everybody had a great start to it. Those New Year's resolutions tend to get a little bit of a slow start because of all of the holiday eating and traveling and things. But by about now, people are starting to settle into their habits. So I've come up with just a couple of ideas to help you settle into some of those goals or positive intentions that you do have for the new year. So first and foremost, you always, always, always want to create a plan. Creating a plan can help you stay focused. It could also help you notice when you've fallen off track. And by falling off track, I mean slipping into a couple of, usual habits or excusing yourself for some of the poor choices that you might have made. But it also helps you to get rid of that all or nothing thinking. Therefore, sticking a little bit closer to what you originally set out for yourself rather than, well, if I'm not going to do it all today, then I'm not going to start today. I will wait until next week. And we've all been there. Next week never comes. You miss a week, you miss a month. It's even easier to miss the rest of the year. And before you know it, you're making the same resolution again. So always create a plan. Ditch the all or nothing thinking. Find a positive symbol for good, healthy motivation. Motivation can't come from a person. I can't motivate you. It has to come from yourself.
Right.
And the best way to get that motivation is to see results.
Okay.
So motivation comes from the success that you have. And then the success that you have comes from the work that you put in. Vince Lombardi once said, "Only in the dictionary will you find success before work." And I've always lived by that. So definitely something. Make a post-it note of that if you want. But definitely a wonderful quote to help you keep going even when the times get tough. And last but not least, I talk about accountability and support. Make sure you have somebody that's going to hold you accountable. That accountability partner is going to be who gets you through to the end, however long your goal is, if it's for the whole year or if it's like with our church for the next 21 days. have somebody that you know for sure will say, uh-uh-uh-uh, remember, we're supposed to be working on something here. We got 21 days to leave those donuts alone.
Mm-hmm.
So accountability partners are super important. And second to that is support. Be sure you have a supportive environment and a good support system. It might be very difficult to try and quit smoking if your partner smokes in the home. Or it might be very, very difficult to eat well and give up the fried food when your partner does all the cooking and they love fried chicken. So figure out how can I collaborate and have the best support system to ensure my success.
Yes. When you said fried chicken, I got my mouth started watering a little bit. So, yeah, that's some very good tips to start a plan and get your new year off to a healthy start.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start the year fresh and end the way even fresher. You want to collect all these healthy tips and these healthy tools collectively along the way and go with it.
Find
that support system. Mm-hmm. Get that push behind you and get someone to push you and keep going. Very good. Very mm-hmm. good information right there. Right there, some good stuff. Yeah.
I do want to also make note, when you're starting to create that plan, some really useful tips to make sure you have a great plan. Just a couple of do's and don'ts. Do have a goal. Something that you know for sure is reasonable. Don't make it something that's too hard to achieve. So if you know for sure you're not going to wake up at 4 a.m. and go to the gym 7 days a week for an hour, don't set that as your goal. I like to consider myself pretty fit, and I don't even want to do that. So definitely make it something you know you can achieve. Do set SMART goals. You know the acronym for SMART, yes?
Can you remind us again?
So SMART goal, very simply put, the acronym. So the S is for small. You want to make it something, again, you know you can accomplish. You need the win, and we're more successful after a few wins in a row. So give yourself something small. The M stands for measurable. You want to be able to see your progress along the way. Have a method that you can measure your progress. So tracking is usually a great tool. One really phenomenal tool that people use for tracking is an app for my smartphone people out there. They also have a desktop version if you're not as savvy. It's called MyFitnessPal. You can go onto a desktop version or you can download it to your mobile phone. It's a free app or free website. You create your free account. You tell it a couple pieces of information about yourself and your goal, and then it'll help you create more of that personalized plan to help you stick with it. Your job would be to do all the tracking. So that tracking will definitely help you measure your progress along the way. The A in the SMART acronym stands for, yes, achievable or attainable, whichever you'd like to say. They both are the same. You want, again, something that you can win at. If your goal is something too lofty, oftentimes we slide back into that all or nothing thinking I was talking about earlier, and we tend to give up. And that's why we see so many people by, say, March, their New Year's resolution is kind of in the toilet. So make sure it's something that's achievable and you want to accomplish it. The R in that acronym for SMART is realistic. You want to set something that is relatable to yourself. You know, you don't want to set a goal that's someone else's goal. Just because it's a great goal for them doesn't always mean it's a great goal for you. Setting goals is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. So in this instance, with the church doing some sort of a diet or fast or Daniel fast or one of those things for the next 21 days, pick something that's relative to you. If you feel, you know, I am finally ready to challenge myself to be a vegan for 21 days, go for it. If you feel that the Daniel fast is more of an opportunity for you, go for it. If you feel like you want to clean up your eating habits and try something like the Mediterranean diet, go for it. You don't have to pick one or the other just because someone you know did well and it worked out for them and they lost so much weight. That doesn't mean that you'll have the same result.
I've never heard of so many different diets other than this time of year. There's always this time of year where I hear of all these new different types of ways to diet and food prep and store food for next week and diet this, don't eat that. Yeah, find your avenue. Do you.
Exactly.
Do the healthy way that you know how to.
Exactly. And that's the whole idea of setting a SMART goal. You want it to be relative to you. There are countless fad diets out there, and it's easy to go down the rabbit hole. So again, pick something that you know for sure is relative to you. Maybe it's not even dieting. Perhaps your goal is to read your Bible, or to start exercising, or to meditate, or to have positive self-talk. Who knows? But whatever it is, make sure it kind of fits that whole SMART principle. And that way it's something that's more tangible. You could feel it. You could see it. And that brings us to that last letter in the acronym, T. And that's for timely. Have a timeline. That way, again, you're holding yourself accountable. The accountability is fantastic when you have a timeline. You're more likely to stay on task and less likely to fall off track. Back to those do's and don'ts. Don't be vague with your goal setting and having loose ends. You know, be very specific with what it is that you want. And like my earlier blog post on Pearls of Living, I talked about seeing yourself winning. See yourself winning here. If your goal is for weight loss, again, choose something that you know. Rather than putting a number to it, choose to really focus on the actions it'll take to get you to that goal. Again, if it's meditation, choose something that doesn't have a loose end to it. How long will I meditate? What type of meditation will I do? When will I start? How many days in a row will I do this? How many minutes will I do this? And how will I keep track? So being really, really specific, again, ensures your success. And then just a note again about those fad diets that you mentioned. I mean, it seems like every single day, especially this time of the year, there's something out there that somebody else has said and swears by it working for them. Rather than falling into one of those fad diets, maybe think about just making some lifestyle changes. You know, if you can't see yourself drinking lemon juice and eating cabbage soup for the rest of your life, perhaps this isn't a good time to start doing that. You want to choose something that you could see yourself continuing even after that 21 days or 30 days, or it's more than just for this new year. Lifestyle changes are a whole lot easier to focus on than the slippery slope of a fad diet. So if, again, it's weight management for you, rather than eliminating a complete food group, maybe say, you know what, I'll start off getting more fruits and vegetables. Or I definitely make sure that I aim to get those 8 glasses of water. Or I'll cut down on my portion size for my meals. Think about things like that. Simple little tweaks certainly have a larger impact than one giant tweak. Another do is start getting some exercise. You know, it's a great time of year to instill some healthy habits, and one of those healthy habits happens to be one that certainly helps not only with weight management but mood. Exercise is free stress reliever medication. It definitely increases your happiness. It releases that dopamine to the pleasure part of your brain. You get some of those positive endorphins to help you keep going, and you feel like you wanna do more. But be careful. just because you see all those commercials for join this gym today, $1 down and $1 a month for 10 months or 6 months or whatever it is, be careful. You know, if you know yourself and you know you're not going to go to the gym, especially in this weather, then joining the gym is probably not the best.
Let that be some gas money for you.
Exactly. Or take that money that you would have joined the gym and get a great workout video. Pop it in at the house. Check out some apps.
Well, so far this year, I'm 2 for 2 for my over 15 minutes.
Nice.
I want to go 365 for 365, 100% every day, at least 15 minutes every single day. You know, that's my goal. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll miss a couple days, but who said I will? Who said I'm going to miss a day? I know I might, but who said I will? So I'm going to keep it going. So some people, it's hard to convince to keep a healthy lifestyle living, and, you know, they kind of get discouraged, see the scale not going the way that they desire, and just kind of hard to convince. So these last couple questions, and then we'll let you get out of here. I know you got things to do. You got some healthy things you got to get going. So two more questions. How do you convince someone to do something that they don't want to do? Like, they don't want to do something. How do you convince them to do something that they don't want to do?
That is a terrific question. Well, you have to mainly look at it for finding what is it about that they do want, or is there something that they should want? So, for example, if you know that you have to quit smoking, you've heard it all before, your doctor probably tells you, you've got family members nagging you, but you're just not ready for yourself. One great way is to really focus on what am I going to get out of it rather than what I'm giving up. So if it's quitting smoking or weight management or simply just eating better altogether, don't think about it as, gosh, I'll never be able to have chocolate cake again. Think of it as, wow, look at all the other things I get to still eat, and I still feel good. I'm still accomplishing my healthy eating goals. Or what else am I gaining in this situation? So always look at the positives. What am I getting out of this for what I'm putting in, rather than what I'm giving up? Does that answer the question?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we got one more question. I have a beautiful young puppy here. And this is pertaining to her. Her name is Zahara. If you could ask your pet 3 questions, what would it be?
That is interesting that that's a question for this health related topic. But, you know, there's always an answer for everything. 3 questions to ask your pet if your pet could respond.
Yes.
I'd say, do you want to do this get healthy thing with me? And the pet would probably say, yeah, because I'm pretty awesome. The second question I would ask my dog here is, can you hold me accountable? If my goal is to walk every day for a few minutes, can you come with me and hold me accountable to that? Make sure you remind me we're supposed to walk every day. I guess, and my 3rd question would be, to my dog, can you support me in my efforts? Can you give me positive feedback when I'm not feeling so positive about my progress or the lack thereof? I guess those would be my 3 questions.
I would have to ask for a bonus question. I would have to ask the pet why. And what can we do to teach you how to poop in the toilet?
Oh, my gosh.
If you can use the bathroom and the toilet, and we can teach you how to, what can we do? How can we teach you how to do that? Because it's negative forever outside. And if you would rather not be outside. I know that. I know this. All right. Well, great. Round of applause.
And before I let you guys go, I do want to make sure I give you some really good resources. For those that are working on healthy eating, eatingwell.com. Fantastic resource for helping you choose some healthier options and put them together. They've got recipes, sample menu plans, and helping you put together your grocery list, and things that you can just download and print out and take with you to the grocery store. They can help you put together a menu for the week for your household, some quick and easy meals in under 30 minutes. That's always helpful. ChooseMyPlate.gov. That's another really good website. It's a government website for nutrition. Talks about what you need every day with every meal to help ensure that you're hitting all those targeted areas like proteins, carbohydrates, fats, all that good stuff. For exercise and meditation and healthy thinking, doyogawithme.com, another free website where you can watch free yoga videos, free Pilates, free meditation to get you through physically and mentally. And last but not least, fitnessblender.com, one of my personal favorites for a quick reference to at-home workouts, really dedicated to the person at home working out with little to no equipment at all. Again, that's fitnessblender.com. Thanks, everybody. Awesome. Hopefully this finds you well.
Awesome. Awesome. Appreciate you for being a special guest on today's episode 4 of the Pearls of Living podcast. Be sure to check out the pearlsofliving.org website. pearlsofliving.org/shop. And you can buy a warm, cozy hoodie. You can buy Only His Hands EP by the Russells. You can check that out. You can go to any music streaming services and also check out the EP as well. Hey, make it a happy new year, and we are better together. Make 2018 the best yet. Be blessed. Thank you.